That's going to be the name of this episode, Stephen's Toilet. Ladies and gentlemen, open your ovens and get ready to stick a fork in another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out so they can say they are the masters of the Inquisition. And this is a special episode because we are here in Prague for my good friend Stephen's stag party. Also here are my friends Niall and Alan and Stephen's soon-to-be brother-in-law, John. Niall, Alan and Steve, you might remember from an episode in season one called It's So Good, It Was So Good. So anyway, guys, Stephen, how are you feeling on this Sunday after most of your stag party weekend?
Tired and weary.
Tired and weary, I can imagine. Niall, how are you doing?
Bright as a button.
Bright as a button, very good. Alan, how are you?
Tired, extremely tired.
Yeah, and John, welcome to your first episode of The Inquisition. How are you this weekend?
Yeah, I'm just hanging a little bit and happy to be alive after the exploits of yesterday.
Near-death experience.
Yeah, the exploits of which we'll never go into detail in any sort of recording.
Except another podcast series called Stee Stags.
Banged up abroad.
So we'll get started with round number one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets five individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass to the other team who can answer for one risk-free point. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so team one, Niall and Stee. What is the name for a male deer? What is the name for a male deer?
Stag, is it?
Yeah.
I think stag.
Stag.
You're going to go with stag, and you are correct. Obviously, being a stag weekend, it was a bit thematic there. Team two, Alan and John, what is the name for a female deer?
Doe, is it? I'm just thinking of the that song.
Female deer.
Yeah, boom. No, it is
Doe. We go with Doe.
We go with Doe.
Okay, you're correct. 2 points to team two. Team one, what gift is given for 25 years of marriage? What gift is traditionally given for 25 years of marriage?
Silver.
You're going to go with silver. You are correct. 2 points. And team two, what gift is given for 50 years of marriage?
Gold.
You're going to go gold?
Gold.
And you are correct. 2 points. Team number one, which country that neighbours the Czech Republic produced the most silver in the year 2022? One of the most in Europe as well. But which neighbouring country of the Czech Republic produced the most silver in 2022?
Might be Ukraine or... I don't know.
You can pass if you don't want to answer. Yeah. You're not sure.
Okay, we'll pass it.
You're going to pass it? Okay, so team two, for 1 point, which neighbouring country of the Czech Republic produced the most silver in 2022?
Just a big question here. If we get this wrong, do we lose points?
No.
Oh, okay, risk-free. Okay, yeah. Right. Bordering or neighbouring?
Bordering. Bordering the Czech Republic.
Poland, perhaps?
So what do you want to answer?
Go with Poland. Poland?
Yeah, you're correct, actually. Well done. Well done. And
I told you it was Poland, Steve.
Team 2, question 3 for you. Which Stan country produced the most gold in 2022? From all the Stan countries, which produced the most gold in 2022?
There are a lot of them. Turkmenistan or something mad like that?
You can pass as well, don't forget, if you want. And not lose 2 points.
Yeah. Can we pass it?
Yeah, go on.
How about it, boys?
Okay, passing across, you can ask for one risk-free point.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah. Correct. Nicely done. Nicely done. Team one, question four to you. How many countries share a land border with Poland? How many countries have a land border with Poland?
Yeah, that's what I got. Should we go for?
Hold on a sec. The Russian wars, that counted as part of Russia?
The which?
That Russian seaport in Belarus. In the Belarus, the
Crimea?
No. It's
Kaliningrad.
Yeah, Kaliningrad.
That's part of Russia, yeah. That's Russia.
Okay.
Let's go for
it. Don't know if it's in Poland. Go for it.
Okay, we'll go for four.
You're going to go for it?
Yeah.
You're incorrect. Minus 2 points. Correct answer is seven.
Oh, gee.
Germany, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and Russia.
Yeah.
Lucky there, guys. And team two, how many countries have the suffix Stan at the end of its name? How many countries have the suffix Stan?
That's a pass, and these don't seem to be too...
I think they got
their
Uzbekistan
earlier. That was pretty decent.
Yeah, the one you passed on to us.
We know our stands.
Yeah.
Stan Collymore.
Stan and Ali.
Any more? Is that just
we know.
Weirdly, I'm surprised. You said a few minutes ago that you're not good at sport, and the first one you came out with was Stan Collymore.
Not even
Stan Lee.
I was the ego Stan Lee.
Stanley Kubrick.
There we go.
We'll go with seven.
You're going to go with seven, and you are correct.
Come on, John.
Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. Well done. Last question of the round, team one. Poland's longest land border with another country is 790 kilometers. With which country is that border? Its longest land border is 790 kilometers, but with which country?
Can you name all those countries again?
Germany, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and Russia. So one of those seven, it has its longest land border of 790 kilometers.
Probably go with Germany, probably.
Yeah. I tell you what, we pass it over. Because
you reckon?
Yeah, because we could lose another 2 months.
They've already had one rescue one as well, so if they get it wrong,
right, go with, lose. Go with your best guess.
My best guess is Germany.
Alright, let's go with it.
Like, that's not a, I'm going to go Germany.
Germany.
You are incorrect. Minus 2 points. It's with the Czech Republic.
Oh.
It is. And I would have thought it was Germany myself.
I would have thought Ukraine there, maybe myself.
It's small Ukraine.
And team two, your last question of the round. Which singer featured on the Eminem track Stan? Which singer featured on the Eminem song Stan? You know that one, don't you? Sorry.
I may know this
John,
one.
Yeah. John's got it there.
Dido.
Dido is correct. 2 points. So at the end of round number one, team one, you have 1 point. Team two, you have 9. Still... And Alan is just goading them now. Still plenty of points to play for. Okay, so we move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions. They write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. Everyone ready to go? Okay, so, geez, Stephen, you look like you're about to die.
Can I get a sub?
Only if I pass out.
Okay, so round two, question one. According to the website weddingsonline.ie, what is the most popular month to pop the question? According to weddingsonline.ie, what is the most popular month to pop the question or propose? Niall, John and Alan are all married. Stephen will be getting married very soon. Okay, question number two. According to the website pissup.com, what is the most popular European city for stag do's? According to the website pissup.com, what is the most popular European city for stag do's or stag parties? Okay, question number three. As the crow flies, what is the closest capital city to Prague? As the crow flies, what is the closest capital city to Prague? 249.5 kilometers away. Okay, question number four. What does the flag of Austria look like? What does the flag of Austria look like? You can draw its shape, layout, and write in what colors appear where. What is the flag of Austria like? Okay, and the last question of the round. Which South American country has a flag similar to the Austrian flag, except it has vertical stripes instead of horizontal stripes? Which South American country has a flag very similar to Austria, albeit with vertical stripes, not horizontal stripes?
Wait, does South America, how do you class South America?
Like not Central America, not Caribbean either. Okay. So like mainland of that. Mainland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not Caribbean or not Central either. Okay, let's get to the answers to round number two. Team one, what's the most popular month of pop? The question you guys said?
December.
You and team two, you said?
December.
You're both correct. 2 points on 2 points. It is December. Team two, according to pitchup.com, the most popular European city for stag dudes. Yeah.
Well, two minds on that.
What answer? You're supposed to write the answers there.
Yeah, I know, we did, but we also wrote both answers there.
Will we say Amsterdam? We are in Prague, so it could get right.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
And go Prague then.
You're going to say Prague, and what did you guys say?
Prague.
You're both correct, it is Prague and Prague. Question number three is the crow flies, the closest capital city to Prague. You guys said?
Basel.
Basel in Switzerland, and you guys... That's not the capital of Switzerland. Bern.
Fuck's sake.
Again, we have a couple of answers here. We don't know what to go for.
I'm going to have a guess. Vienna, maybe.
You are correct. It is Vienna. Which was kind of
A
clue from the next question. What is the flag of Austria like? How did you describe the flag of Austria?
Maroon, white, maroon, stripe.
And you guys?
Red and white, stripe.
And... What did you put in for your bottom stripe?
It's red.
Red, right. Okay, red, white, maroon or red, I'll give you both. Okay, so you're both correct on the flag. Well done. You each get a point on that. And finally, which South American country has a flag similar to Austria, albeit with vertical stripes, red, white, red? You guys said?
We went with Chad.
Chad? That's Chad. In Africa. And you guys said?
We're just guessing.
With Bolivia?
No, it was Peru. So at the end of that round, team one picked up 3 points, bringing them up to four. Team two picked up five, bringing them up to 14.
Boom.
Okay, we move on to round number three, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer or the same closeness, they get 2 points. And a bonus third point if they get it bang on. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay, so according to weddingsonline.ie, based on 2023 figures, to the nearest 1,000 euro, what is the average cost of a wedding? To the nearest 1,000 euro, what is the average cost of a wedding in Ireland? Question number two, how many stations are there on the Prague metro system? How many stations are there on the Prague metro system? Question number three, how many colours are there on the Czech flag? How many colours are there on the Czech flag? Question four, how many US states have two word names? How many US states have two word names? And question number five, last question of the round, how many prime numbers are there between 1 and 100? How many prime numbers are there between 1 and 100? Okay, so let's get to the answers for round number three. Team one, to the nearest 1,000 euro, what's the average cost of a wedding in Ireland based on 2023 figures, you guys said?
15k.
15, and you guys?
What do you mean, should we?
No, you have it written down.
Oh, sorry.
You can't listen to our question or our answer.
Yeah, you have to have the answers written down.
Well, you haven't written down.
I know, but how many answers do you have written down?
Well,
one.
You didn't say we couldn't, so...
Ref.
No, because you're using ours as a baseline.
No,
you are.
Yeah, we'd already these numbers written down.
No, so. We're allowed to confirm.
You crossed out one.
You might have just done that now.
I'm giving you the opportunity if you want to possibly amend your answer or not. If you don't want to, that's fine. But other than that, then the answer they have and the answer you have stands.
Look, I'd say the biggest question here really is, he really a real quiz master? Because
I have never had such fucking difficulty.
They only
last time you were on this. You've been the most difficult competitor on this.
No, the way I see it, you were supposed to write down your answers before... Luke said, have you got your answers? You had two answers. So that's by default.
We didn't have two answers.
You spoiled your vote.
We want 2 points for their
confidence. We haven't given him the answer yet.
No, but he said, have you got your answers? And we were like, yes. But you had two answers.
We were waiting for him to ask.
If you were voting in an election and you voted for two people when you're supposed to vote for one.
This is not an election. This is a quiz master thing.
At least you woken up that...
Yes, it did. Got me fired.
This already injected a bit of fire into it.
If you're voting as well, you can also give a first vote and a second preference.
And you can spoil your ballot if you want.
No, this is not an election. It's a fucking quiz.
When you're asked for one
quiz,
vote,
you write one vote. Answer down.
But we do.
This is shocking.
Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number three. Team two, weddingsonline.ie 2023 figures to the nearest €1,000. What's the average cost of a wedding, you guys said?
Well, we stroked one out and we went with 20k.
You went with 20,000, and team one?
We were 20k.
20k.
You've gone with 20k as well. So you each get a point, but it is actually 29,812, so 30k would have been the closest.
Okay. Wow. Well,
which they crossed out. So I think
this price is the average, like, it's one thing.
Yeah. You'll probably, there's a lot more context to that, which you'll hear in the outtakes of this episode. But I think after all that nonsense, you each get a point. Let's build a bridge over it and get on with it.
Sorry,
team one, question two. How many stations on the Prague metro system, you guys said?
15.
And?
75.
The correct answer is 61. 2 points to team two. Team two, how many colours on the Czech flag, you guys said?
Three.
And you guys, team
three.
One?
Three.
Three, so a point and a point. Red, white, and blue. Question four, team one. How many US states have two word names? You guys said?
Six.
And you guys?
Seven.
It is 10. So 2 points to team number two. New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, and West Virginia. And team two, how many prime numbers between 1 and 100 you guys said?
10.
You said 10, and you guys?
30.
Correct answer is 25. 2 points to team. And so at the end of that round, team one picked up 4 points, bringing them up to 8. Team two picked up 6, bringing them up to 20. So we'll move on to round number four, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers, and we go back and forth, and team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. You get 1 point for a correct answer, and then you get to keep on playing. If your answer is not one of the answers, then you are knocked out for the rest of that round. Everyone ready? Yes. So we'll start with the team with the lowest score, which is team one, so it'll go Niall, Alan, Steve, John, okay? Now, a lot of us have enjoyed music festivals over the years. This relates to one of the most famous music festivals at Glastonbury. So going from the year 2009 up until 2023, name an artist that has headlined the Glastonbury Pyramid Stage, the main stage at Glastonbury. Any year from 2009 to 2023, there were no festivals in 2020, 2021, or 2018. There are 29 possible answers. So any artist has headlined the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury from 2009 to 2023. And no repeats. Niall?
Radiohead.
1 point. Radiohead in 2017. Alan?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters also in 2017 and 2015. Steve?
Jay-Z.
Again?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z did not headline Glastonbury during that time frame. Maybe it was before. So Stephen, you're knocked out. John?
Stormzy.
Stormzy, yep, in 2019. Point for team two. Niall, it's up to you now for team one.
Elton John.
Elton John this year, 1 point. Alan?
Guns N' Roses.
This year as well, 1 point. Niall?
Eminem.
You're going to say Eminem?
Mm-hmm.
No, unfortunately not. So team one, you're knocked out. Alan? Sorry, John?
Yeah, I was going to say Adele.
Adele in 2016, 1 point. Alan?
Coldplay.
Coldplay also 2016 and in 2011, 1 point. John?
I'll go with Beyonce.
You're going to say Beyonce in 2011, she did, yeah, 1 point. Alan?
Kanye.
Kanye West in 2015, 1 point. John? I thought you two would have done better than this.
I honestly thought Jay-Z was...
I'm very disappointed in him too.
He might have been probably...
Because I remember he was controversial.
Eight or 2008 or 7 then.
Because he was controversial. Yeah.
It was.
The Killers.
The Killers in 2019, 1 point. Alan?
Metallica
in 2014, 1 point. John?
Surely the Rolling Stones.
You're saying Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
2013, yeah, that was a big deal about that one. 1 point. Alan?
Shirley Bassey.
No. So Alan, you're a frozen out.
That was where'd that come from?
She did play the Legend stage one year, but not the main stage. John?
Yeah, I'll go Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon, no, not during that time. So at the end of that round, team one picked up 2, bringing them up to 10. Team two picked up 10, bringing them up to 30. Some of the other ones: Arctic Monkeys,
Oasis, Blur,
Billie Eilish, Paul McCartney, Kendrick Lamar, The Cure, Ed Sheeran, Muse, Twice, The Who, Arcade Fire, Kasabian, Mumford and Sons, U2, Gorillaz, Stevie Wonder, Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, and Blur.
That's embarrassing.
U2.
U2, yeah, in 2011.
I was going to say U2, and I thought, no, they've never played Glastonbury.
Oh, feck.
Okay, so 30 points to Team 2, 10 points to Team 1. There's still time, there's still time.
Well, I mean, if you consider them still legitimate in the game, whatever.
So we move on to round 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up and give me a total number. If a team gets the number bang on, they'll get 4 points. If neither team get it, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. You'll also get a point for each individual correct answer that you get from the list of questions. And teams must have their answers clearly written down by the end of the time. And you'll have about 1 minute after I read the questions. Everyone ready? Okay, so please give me the answers to the following. The number of studio albums Guns N' Roses released in the 1990s. The number of times the Summer Olympic Games have been held in Australia. The number of Terminator movies that Arnold Schwarzenegger has starred in. And the number of countries that have land borders with Italy. So about 1 minute. The number of studio albums Guns N' Roses released in the 90s. The number of times the Summer Olympics has been held in Australia. The number of Terminator movies that Arnie has starred in, and the number of countries that have a land border with Italy. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Team 2, what was your total number you wrote down? 13 and Team 1?
13.
13 and 13. I'll give you both 2 points. The correct total answer is actually 16.
Oh,
so, Team 1, how many studio albums did Guns N' Roses release in the 90s, you said?
Two.
And you guys?
4.
Correct answer was 3. Usually 1, 2, and the spaghetti incident. Team 2, how many times were the Summer Olympics held in Australia?
2.
2, and you guys?
2.
So you'll each get a point and a point for that. Melbourne 56 and Sydney 2000. Team 1, how many Terminator movies has Arnie starred in?
5.
And you guys? 4. It is 5. A point to Team 1. And Team 2, how many countries have land borders with Italy?
Oh, we went for 3.
3 and?
4.
4. It's actually 6. France, Switzerland, Austria, Slovenia, San Marino and Vatican City.
Of course.
Oh. Vatican City.
I know, it sucks, doesn't it? And so at the end of that round, Team 1 picked up 4, bring them up to 14. Team 2 picked up 3, bring them up to 33.
Closing the gap.
Okay, so we've moved into the final round of this incredibly energetic episode of The Inquisition. Round number 6 is called Grab the Fruit. The team are given 11 questions, and the first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. But if you are wrong, you take too long to answer, it goes to the other team and we'll go back and forth a couple of times until we get the answer. So, Team 1, what fruit have you chosen?
Apple.
Okay, so in honesty, it would be apple. And Team 2, you chose?
The orange.
Orange. So, Alan and John will be orange. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, round 6, question 1. Generally, how many strings does the ukulele have?
Apple.
Yep.
4.
Correct. Question number 2. Which Game of Thrones character was played by Sean Bean? Which Game of Thrones character was played by Sean Bean?
Do you lose any points for answering incorrect?
No.
Apple. Orange.
Apple?
The one that died.
Well, that doesn't really narrow it down. Okay, orange?
The King of the North.
Well, I need a name. I need a character's name. I need the name of a character. Anyone?
Stark.
I need a full name.
House Stark.
He's close.
Mr. Stark.
I need a first name as well. Anyone? Last chance?
Tommy Stark.
Tommy Stark. Oh, okay. Ned Stark. Question number three. How many legs do five bees have?
Orange. 30. Yep,
30. 2 points. Question four. In which room in a home do you typically find a microwave?
Apple. Kitchen.
In the kitchen. 2 points to team one. Question five. What color is the cross on the flag of Sweden?
Apple. Orange. Why am I asking apple?
yellow.
It is yellow. 2 points. Question number six. In the film Top Gun, what was the nickname of Maverick's co-pilot? Orange.
Goose.
It is goose. 2 points to team two. Question seven. Which sport is played on the largest playing field?
Orange.
Apple.
Orange.
Hurling.
No. Apple.
Golf.
No, that's on a course. That's not on a playing field.
Apple. The Australian rules.
Nope.
Orange American football?
No.
What's the question again?
Which sport is played on the largest playing field?
Orange baseball?
No.
Rugby?
No, okay, it's polo.
Oh,
polo. There's some fucking horses running around.
Yeah. Question eight. Who wrote the apocalyptic novel The Stand?
Orange.
Apple. Orange?
Stephen King.
It is Stephen King. 2 points. Question number nine. Whose debut album is titled License to Ill?
Orange. Apple.
Orange?
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys, correct. Question number 10. In scuba diving, what does the acronym SCUBA stand
Orange.
For? Orange.
Stu. Well,
yep. If only you like scuba diving, Stu.
You have a certificate.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyone?
It's breathing apparatus at the end, isn't it?
That is the end of it. If there's any idea of the other parts?
Say it again.
SCUBA is the acronym for SCUBA. S-C-U-B-A.
Apple.
Sub-underwater breathing apparatus.
No. Anyone? Last chance? Okay, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. And the last question, question 11. What was the answer to the very first question of this quiz?
Apple.
Yep.
Orange. Four.
No.
Round, sorry.
Sorry, of this quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
Of round, of question one. of round one. What was the answer to the very first question?
Apple.
Yep.
December.
No.
Orange, silver?
No. Why are we here?
Stag.
Orange
stag. Orange stag.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It was far too quick.
Jesus.
Obviously, too much energy there shouting at them.
And so, at the end of round six and the end of this high energy episode, we are all hanging at this point. But, team one, Nonesty, you picked up 6 points, bringing you up to 20.
Yes!
Well done, guys. I know it was a struggle. And, team two, John and Alan, you picked up 10 points in that round, bringing you up to 43. Well done, congratulations.
Champions!
So quiz.
So quiz.
We are going to go and try and recover desperately after a long but incredibly fun weekend. Stephen, I wish you all the best for married life, as I'm sure we all do. We'll catch up in September for the wedding. Other than that then, the next episode of The Inquisition will be out in 2 weeks. So thanks for listening, take care and goodbye.
You say welcome to the, and then the stinger comes in.
And it's a special. Fuck's sake.
Shall I take over?
guest host.
Are Belarus and Russia not the same thing?
No.
They're getting there.
Politically very aligned.
We'll use Stephen's toilet as a barrier.
It's Steve's toilet barrier.
Okay, that's it now.
I drew a box with the word Austria in it. Luke makes a mistake.
Yeah, we can afford to relax in the next couple of lines.
Well, so his first answer to that was Russia, and I was going, I don't think Russia's in South America.
And then you pick Chad.
And then we pick Chad.
I don't think I've ever seen so many destroyed people. It's
a real high energy podcast.
Bring something to the table, Steve.
There's a flaw in your system.
There's no flaw. Like, this has never happened before.
Can
we get 2 points?
This is scandalous.
It's against the rules.
Look at you two now.
You're sitting there guilty as fuck.
You know you're guilty as fuck. What? We wrote them down in good faith.
You wrote two answers down in bad faith.
When you're a two-man team and you're supposed to be silent, it makes sense for
no,
each
you can
person to write down an answer.
But you need to choose one.
We were waiting for you to ask us the question. Yeah, we were waiting for you to ask us the question.
They already have our answer.
Yeah, I know, but you can change it.
But we don't want to be able to change for it. Like, it's
well,
as it could be
you
right.
You don't know what their answer was.
In their defense, it could be right. Their answer.
We chose that answer.
I think the system has failed, Luke.
I think they have
Quizmaster, your charade.
They have to write to the editor of this program.
He's a fraud.
Actually, in the James Joyce, the quiz I do there, if a team has two answers written down and they've forgotten to cross one out, and when the other team is correcting, it's automatically wrong.
I'm going to get my phone out because there's no rules.
My
answer is going to be...
We're so far ahead, we can allow ourselves to be magnanimous.
So I'm going to ask you again.
Okay.
What's your...
19. If theirs is 20, we're picking 19.
But you guys hadn't even picked 19 before.
It doesn't matter.
But you had
not the result
two
we
answers.
Want. We want a spoiled,
okay,
spoiled
listen,
question.
We're going to restart, and I'm going to ask them for their answer first and you for your answer second. And after that, only one answer to be written down.
Now, you can't edit any of this out. Because
I will be editing a large amount of this out. So.
Just because we questioned the narrative of your credentials.
I'll start it again, but I'm going to ask you guys first. And shut the fuck up afterwards.
All that crying at one point.
I'm writing a strongly worded letter to the editor of this podcast.
I was just more surprised that you'd allowed such a flaw in the system to...
There's no flaw in the system. You're the flaw in the system.
Or you'd moan and complain and then the quizmaster would change his mind.
Right, we've one more round left and then I'll stop annoying you.